Josh Adams lived with his parents in a small brick house, not far from a large city, but close to the open countryside. For the first 13 years of his life, up until about a year before the adventure began, he had led a happy life, enjoying his parents, his school, and his friends. But all at once, he shot up until he was more than a head taller than any of his friends. He was, of course, quite clumsy, and several of his classmates made matters worse by calling him Ichabod Crane, or just Icky for short. His father noticed that Josh began to walk with a slouch that made him even more conspicuous. One day he put his arm around Josh's thin shoulders and pointed at the collie puppy next door, all legs and falling over his own feet. "That's you, Josh," Mr. Adams said. "Yeah," Josh muttered grimly. "And that's what you'll be before too long." Josh stared at the perfectly shaped grown-up collie, then shook his head sadly. "Not in a million years. I'm just a clumsy jerk," he said. It was not only that he was clumsy and towered over his friends, though that seemed bad enough, but just when he felt most isolated from what he bitterly called normal people, Sarah came to live at the Adams' house. Josh had heard his family talk about some old college friends whose daughter might come for a visit, but when he came home from school one afternoon to find her already moved in, he was caught off guard. He opened the door and found his mother standing there with a very pretty girl, a little younger than himself.
"Josh, this is Sarah Collingwood. We've told you about her so often. Sarah, this is Josh."
Now, if Sarah had been a boy, or even if she had been tall and awkward, or if she had been plain, Josh would probably have taken the small hand she reached out to him, and he would have found a close friend, which he sorely needed. However, since Sarah was small, graceful, and quite pretty, Josh turned red and ignored the hand, muttering, "Hiya," under his breath.
"You know, Josh, we told you that Sarah might get to make a visit, but her parents have agreed that she can stay for the rest of the school year."
Mrs. Adams hugged Sarah warmly.
"It'll be so nice for me to have a girl in the house. Josh and his father hunt and fish together all the time. Now you and I can do things together."
"I hope so, Mrs. Adams,"
Sarah smiled. She had large brown eyes and very black hair. Josh sneaked a glance and saw that she was slender. Her hands were so small that they made his own look like catcher's mitts.
"Josh, I want to discuss some business with your father. Sarah and I have been so busy talking that we haven't even gotten her things up to her room. Why don't you help her do that? And I'll be back soon to start supper."
She gave Sarah another hug, then left them alone. Josh looked everywhere but at Sarah. His thoughts were gloomy. He was thinking how Sarah would be just like the other girls at school, who made fun of him and his appearance. Now, there were two things wrong with this. In the first place, the girls were not making fun of him. Instead, they were noticing that he was filling out and getting to be good-looking. In the second place, Sarah did not disapprove of him. If Josh had had the courage to look at her, he would have seen a rather frightened young girl, uncertain at being in a strange place and very anxious to be liked by the young man before her. She had just passed out of the leggy, coltish stage that some girls go through and knew very well Josh's feelings of inadequacy.
"Josh," she said shyly, "I hope you don't mind my coming to live here."
Josh wanted to say that he was glad that she'd come, but he covered up his feelings by answering roughly,
"Well, where are your folks? Why'd they send you here?"
Sarah said, "They're missionaries in Africa."